education. Simply means that you are almost going out. Colleagues, I think we should start with our meeting. Good morning.
Good morning.
As all of you know that the president has declared this. Is going to win, and they're going to bring back some few gold, bronze, or silver. The last team, I'm told that they brought 6 medals, 3 golds, 2 silver, and 1 bronze, I'm told. And it seems this one is capable of bringing more. I'm sure that they're going to bring a lot of money. Even if they didn't bring anything, the fact that we are participating in this friendship game is enough for us. I think we should highly appreciate that, given the fact that we were once expelled because of the policies of apartheid. Now we are back. Therefore, we must enjoy that and really, South Africans celebrate our participation in that. Colleagues, we have invited two organizations. Firstly, we have invited Boxing South Africa to have a discussion around matters of boxing in our country. We think boxing is very important. I saw one boxer in the Olympic team on a wood platform. I'm not sure how he performed, but it seems he didn't win. It's very important that we have a real discussion about boxing in South Africa. They've been briefing us about the challenges that they are facing. They've briefed us about a lot of other issues that I think are very important for us as a community, hence we agreed today to meet with them. We have also invited the SADC because the Public Broadcasting Corporation. We thought that it's important for us to have a discussion with them. aim is to have a very fruitful discussion. It's not about anyone who's wrong or right. It's about us as people who are trying to support development in our country with our broadcasting cooperation with us to have a real discussion about the issue of broadcasting in terms of boxing. And then the intention again is to have an open discussion that will assist all of us who are interested in sport and then also development of sport in our country. I think SABC also, I think, is interested in seeing sport being developed in our country in whatever way, but I think they're playing a critical role in that area of work. Therefore, that's why we have invited them, and demand we have invited you for that reason, that you should have some discussion in this committee. And we know that structurally, you don't account to this committee, structurally speaking. But in terms of you being the public broadcasting, surely we account to every South African. It is the main reason why we thought that as a committee should invite you to have this discussion. And then welcome to really all of you colleagues. And I think we should start with our meeting. Usually we don't have very long meeting, generally speaking. But today we may have a little bit longer meeting, precisely because it's important for us to have discussion on some of the issues that are going to raise in this meeting. The colleagues will most welcome all of you. And then we can deal with our agenda. I know that there's a presentation that has already been given to us. And then we can look at the presentation. Of course, there will always be time for apologies, those who want to present their apologies formally in the committee meeting. Ms. Devin.
Perhaps, Chairperson, just to the Honourable, my colleague, was here, and he's not feeling well, so we left. He signed the register and he left. And, but I just want to respond to your second point, Chairperson. The point of the Paralympic team. I think when the Olympic team left, we made a statement coming from this committee, and it was well received and well carried. And therefore, I believe that we must do the same with this team and prepare a statement coming from this committee, Chairperson. And, I'll propose that we make a statement, and if I hope I have the support of all the members, Chairperson.
Well, there's a proposal, there's a motion that is put forward with the committee releasing a statement congratulating our team that is going to, I think it's in London or in Paris, the same venue. I think there's no harm in doing that. I don't think there's any member who's opposed to that. And Honorable Tuga, we are fine with that. Since there's no opposition to that proposal, then the motion carries that. That's what we are going to do with the committee. Okay, thank you very much. Well, don't forget that we are the one always emphasizing that there's no opposition in sport. Anyway, opposition is about policies. It's not about them, what organization you belong to. It's about policies. I think all these organizations, in terms of policies, about development of sport, we almost agree, all of us. We only differ in rating with the DA. But generally, we agree that we must develop sport in our country. Sport is a very important area that can unite our society. In fact, the Olympic Games, they have really proven to us that sport is very important. It's a catalyst for unity of our society if we work it very well. And then that's why we have invited all this team to come here today. In apology for colleagues, know that there's one apology by Honorable Mackenzie may leave the meeting. He has another meeting at 12:30. But we'll allow him to leave. I think we'll just disappear if the meeting is still on. Can we then invite the presenters to make the presentation? But of course, you will also introduce yourself. It doesn't mean that because we know you, everyone here knows you. Yeah, I can be welcome.
morning, Chairperson. Morning, honourable members. My name is Ndepa Amifo. I'm a pensioner. Yes, I've got some points. One ahead of Chairperson. I do have a little bit of a flu. I'm waiting for. No, I won't wait actually. I'll just mention that the CEO and one other commissioner, Mandla Ntlanganiso, are lost in the maze of parliament. They are inside the precinct, but I don't think they know where to, how to find their way. But they will come in. We will not not go ahead and do our work because of them. This is a wonderful gesture by the portfolio committee chairperson and honourable members to invite us together with broadcasters, both the national broadcaster and SuperSport, to come and talk to you, and you as members try and find a way of assisting. Come on in, Mandla, this side, please. There's Mandla Ntlanganiso, and there's the CEO. They were lost in Parliament. How can they lose a chairperson of Boston in Parliament? But can I leave that in your hands, chairperson, to deal with?
Yeah, no, they will not come.
They'll come to you. Yeah. Yes, well, they lost me here in Parliament. I got in first, they couldn't get in, and they are younger than me.
No, I think they were organizing their social media.
As I've greeted, I've introduced them as they come in, the CEO, Mr. Moffat Kriti, and Mandla Ntlanganiso, one of, switch off your phone, please, one of the commissioners. When we met with the portfolio committee the last time, we made an undertaking at Boxing South Africa, which I still want to emphasize, an undertaking that says we will work very closely with the portfolio committee. We will, every time the portfolio calls, committee calls, oblige and come, because we would like to see a lot of assistance from the portfolio committee. That's number one. Number two, because of the respect that one has to have for the institutions of parliament, we are indebted to parliament for whatever finances and budget that we are getting. And therefore, it is the right thing to be able to come to parliament, to the portfolio committee, and account for every penny that we use. So that is why the chairperson, even sick, will be here anytime. That's the commitment I made when I entered parliament for the first time, and that will go with me to the grave. The last time we were here, we reported on the annual report, and we really can be able to say you assisted us very well, and we're hoping that when we come back, our annual report will be different from the one that we inherited. We started work on the 1st of September, being appointed by the Minister of Sports and Recreation, Mr. Fikile Marula, as commissioners. As you'd know, a lot of work had to be done to get boxing off the canvas. It's still not yet totally off the canvas. It's still, we're still counting up to 8, and I'm sure we are now at about 5, counting that the boxer must get off the canvas and get to his corner and fight. That's what we want to do. We want to see boxing taking its rightful spot in our country. Boxing is going ahead. Only problem has been boxing has had a blackout from March of 2011. And we've been in discussions, therefore, with the national broadcaster together with the SuperSport in this. And I can vouch and say those have been very good meetings. We need now to really get the boxer up. The meetings have taken place. We've got to get the boxer up and running. The minister, when he appointed us, said, please assist. I will assist from the side as well. I will talk to my colleague, Honorable Minister Dinapule, to try and assist. The first meeting that we have after we had taken over, discussions take place at the resolution was taken in the board that the chairperson, that's myself, together with the CEO, must pursue this issue of the broadcast. broadcasting off boxing by the national broadcaster and also by other broadcasters. We don't want to exclude anybody because boxing is a sport of national interest. This has been a sport that has been followed a lot by South Africans. After soccer and box and rugby and maybe cricket, boxing is one of the top sports in there. The first meeting was held between Boxing South Africa and the SABC board. I decided that the best thing in not trying to short-circuit this is to start with the board of the SABC. So I met with Dr. Ngubane and Mr. Phil Molefe then, who was acting group CEO, together with our CEO. And the meeting was quite a good meeting. The key agreements that emanated from that meeting were the following. In principle, a partnership between Boxing South Africa and the SABC should be established, which means we should not be working on this thing on an ad hoc basis, but rather on a partnership basis, because all along it's been ad hoc, ad hoc, ad hoc. And ad hoc in terms of only certain promoters getting into the SABC and others not getting in. So let's try and have this thing institutionalized by us so that it can work properly. That a draft memorandum of understanding between the two entities, capturing the broad framework of this cooperation, be drafted by the SABC's legal team department and be presented back to the entities for final ratification and signature. That at that time, the acting GCEO will look at the possible permanent time slot for boxing, possibly between 9 and 11 on Friday. That's in the evenings, I think, at that time. That once that MOU and partnership agreement have been signed, both parties will jointly go out to approach potential sponsors. It's no use going to sponsors when you don't have a vehicle where sponsors can see their names, because sponsors at the end of the day would want to see their names. If you don't have that vehicle, which is the SABC, SuperSport, and ETV, we must go together to do that. I don't want to see us just going on our own or them going on their own, and we talk about one entity, which is boxing. So we also have a responsibility to sponsors to do that. Both ministers of sport and that of communication, which we have mentioned, Chairperson, that the SABC doesn't structurally report to this committee, which is correct, but I want to take my hat off that they have come and you have invited them. It shows the kind of unity and interest that we can build together, and SuperSport as well, that they are here. I acknowledge that. The progress on the key agreements, the MOU was developed with assistance of the Department of Sport, that of the Minister, Ilan Boshoff, who I must say has been working with that department for some time and knows even the Act 11 of 2001, which was the then Minister's Act, that's myself, who was responsible for the Act now that we are looking at. It might have flaws. This is 2012. The MOU was handed over to the SABC for comments. I'm not going to go into the other details that are there because that's for the administrators to look at, which I've said to Uplichi and Usizwe Nzimande. They must look at. What then happened? The acting COO, Uthlawuti, who was sitting in front of me, when he came in, called for a meeting, which was very good, and asked us to sit down and again reinstate the principles that we had agreed upon on how we're going to go forward with boxing. And those principles that we agreed upon still stand. But the only outstanding thing, and it's a delay which I don't want to put blame, we're not here to blame, the delay is between the two administrators who are supposed to have done this. I've seen their emails writing to one another, because the last time we left with Mr. Thawuti, we had actually agreed that they should quickly do this thing within 2 weeks so that both ministers can then sign on this MOU in agreement with us. So they will say a few things on that, but I would like to urge them. I've urged them on the phone, I've phoned them time and again, to make this thing happen very quickly. Allow me, Chairperson, to talk about SuperSport. I've had three meetings with SuperSport, with Graham Abrahams, sitting over there. Graham and myself come a long way. Would remember that he used to work with me in sport. We discussed quite a lot of things with Graham. Of course, the approach taken by the SABC will not be the same approach taken by SuperSport. And as the custodians of boxing, we've got to be well aware of that. My approach has always been, I'm not taking the big stick to anybody. I have no right to do that. And having been a minister of cabinet in this country for years, I know the envelope that each and every institution would have. So that if I'll take a big stick and go to SABC, beat them up and say, give us money, we need the money now, or put us on TV now, you can't approach it like that. The same with SuperSport. I can't do that. My approach has been, let's tailor something that's going to make sure that our populace see boxing on TV. That's what's important to me. And I'm not interested in the money or the finances that you will be paying each and every promoter. I'm interested in one thing. Are the boxers getting a good deal? Secondly, are we spreading the rights across all sections of our community in the country? Are we having tournaments in Limpopo? Are we having tournaments in Tata? We've got two champions there now in Tata for the first time in years. Are we spreading this to the Northern Cape? And are all promoters able to apply and get something so that it's not concentrated on one or two promoters? It spreads justly and equally amongst all promoters. Because remember, we've licensed them. They've been given promotional rights by the boxers to promote the boxers, but they don't have the broadcasting rights. Broadcasting rights have got to be spoken to with BSA, who are the custodians thereof. SuperSport had no... They didn't oppose anything. We didn't have a meeting that says, no, they're not, they are interested. The last meeting with them was with their new CEO, Mr. Happy Chingila, together with Graham and Mr. Brendan Foote. And again, the principle that was agreed in there was a principle that says, we agree that we want to see boxing flourishing. We want quality fights. We want quality tournaments. We want the brand called boxing to be a brand you can be proud of. It should be seen by all who follow boxing and those who have children in boxing. That's the principle that we're built upon. And again, I must emphasize, money to me has not been the issue, but the agreement and the way to institutionalize this thing, this agreement, so that it's not ad hoc and it can be fair and just and spread fairly well amongst everybody in the country. Then we will have done our job as the commissioners of boxing once we do that. The last one, we hope that today we'll have a meeting with ETV. On the phone, they've shown a lot of interest, Mr. Mondetwana. Spoken to them, they've shown interest. But I don't want to keep boxing only in one or two. If there are more institutions who want to broadcast boxing, let us get them to broadcast boxing and boxing to be seen, but done properly, not ad hoc, in a way that will be of benefit to the country, to the people of the boxers themselves, and to the promoters. To promoters, who are our licensees, yes, there will be some grumblings because it is business to them. It is business. To me and to the commissioners, it's not business. It's about guardianship. It's about custodianship. It's about regulating it properly. And I'm not interested in purses or in money that they get. I'm interested in seeing the product that's boxing being put out there as a good brand and as something that South Africans can be proud of. That's all I'm interested in. That's in a short form of way, Chairperson, is what it's all about from our side. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of Boxing South Africa. any other person who's here, they will be here because our meetings are advertised in terms of the parliamentary procedure. But also, they are allowed members of the public to come in and observe the meetings. And then if there are people from other broadcasting, they are not really necessarily invited by us. Because generally, we wanted to have this discussion, particularly with our public broadcasting, that is ABC, precisely because we took a view that for the majority of our people who are poor in many areas, we are feeding them with information, should be the public broadcasters. That is a real discussion about us. But of course, members of the community society, they are allowed to attend all committee meetings, unless, of course, the speaker, through application by chairperson, agrees that these meetings are not the closed meeting, but these ones are public meetings generally. And then, as you know, again, that the manner that the meetings of parliament by their very nature are public meeting, even the SABC, they should attend many meetings of parliament. In fact, once broadcast what parliament is doing, you must do that. But of course, this time is about boxing that you are talking about. And then I think that is important, Honourable Member, that for me to do that. And then I think there is a presentation now by Boxing South Africa. I'm made to understand that it's also there's water. Honourable Members and our invited guests, from time to time, really, there will be no harm if you want water, just to take water, comes back and do that. I wouldn't want to break the meeting. And because sometimes time is not on our side, it has passed 12. There's almost a prayer meeting in Parliament for what happened in Marikana. Therefore, time generally for members also is not going to be enough for us to have a real time. That's why you shouldn't break for tea. But really, don't feel embarrassed just to move and take something that you want to take. And then we should open members who want to pose some questions and some issues, really, not for discussion. Because we have to allow the SABC also to make a presentation and have a general discussion on some of these issues. But if there are issues that you want to raise in terms of the report presented by folks in South Africa, I think we should do so. Honourable Mackenzie, just again, raise a few questions. Discussion will come. And after the presentation by Sindane Mackenzie, Honourable Lee, Honourable Zaden.
Thanks, Chair. I'll keep it strictly to the content, which is the broadcasting issue. Thanks very much for the presentation, Honourable Balfour. Just a couple of questions. Number one, it's been reported that there's a settlement in Durban between the White Buffalo Buerta and Sonny Bill Williams of the All Blacks. And I'd like to know if that's going to be broadcast and how that's going to be broadcast. That's the first thing. The second thing is, and I'm not going to go into finances and all that now because I think we're going to keep this to broadcasting, is the issue of the amateur body and the professional body. I think it's a concern to this committee that it was seen to me that there wasn't much cooperation between the two bodies. And clearly, if we're going to grow the game of boxing, or the sport of boxing rather, and get the broadcasters involved, we need to have a unified approach towards amateur and the professional boxing. So I'd like you to just comment on that. And then finally, on the MOU, clearly it hasn't been signed, I think you've said that, but you did speak in the MOU about sponsorship. I'd like to know if any has been received thus far. And then in the progress on key agreements, items 3 and 4, it speaks to the MOU not being signed, although both parties have it, and I think you said you were going to, at SABC, talk to them, but we'd like some response on that, because clearly that could be holding back progress.
Chairperson, you know, it's good to have Mr. Balfour back again. No, I can see him on that side, but he was also on that side. But I think it's better to have the member De Guachu on this side here, but Mr. Balfour is also opposing Mr. De Guachu, or vice versa, I don't know. But, you know, Chairperson, I used to go fishing. I always used to take my transistor radio with me on Fridays and Saturdays. You know why I took it? Because I wanted to listen to boxing. I didn't even see it. We didn't have any opportunity to see them, Chairperson. We listened to them. But why did we listen to them? Because they were good boxers. Tap Tap Marcatini was a brilliant boxer. That's why people wanted to see. That's why people wanted to hear what he was doing, Chairperson. So I think that is really where we must start. We must start producing quality boxes in South Africa. And then, as you see that swimmer there, why he doesn't look for advertisement anymore. They run after him. They are giving him everything, Chairperson. They all want to, you know, as the saying goes, success has many fathers. Failure is an orphan. The moment you fail, you stand alone. You're all by yourself. If you're successful, everybody wants to be your father. We want to be on your side. So my first request then to the boxers of Africa is really try and produce quality boxers so that the SABC has no option but, and they really want to show them on the screens, because people will then be prepared to pay to look at those people. That's the first point that I want to make, Chairperson. Then, why on Fridays? You have a slot for boxing, but it's on Fridays. I'd like to know why. Because normally, Chairperson, we want to box, much boxing after, you know, Saturday is our sports day. And we start with Rami Shop, all these things, but at night we want to go and watch the boxing. So the question is then, why on a Friday? Then, the agreement, you know, this is where my little bit of a disappointment is, Mr. Balfour, that you spoke to the SABC, there was an agreement, you know, but it's time flies. We don't have time. Those boxers, they want to earn a living, Chairperson. And therefore, why did it take so long for us to really to finalize the agreements? I think it's imperative for us to move on these issues. And, you know, sometimes we must sort of put out a little bit of pride, I know that we all have our territory. Perhaps the boxing CEO and the SABCO, they have their, you know, it's my turf. But we must remember, this is really the boxer's turf. It's about them, as you said, Mr. Balfour. And therefore, I'm a little bit disturbed that it took such a long time for this to materialize. And I just want to know, when will this be finalized? Because at the last end, there's several meetings, they have failed to materialize. And now I want to know, when are we going to finalize this agreement, Chairperson?
Thank you, Chairperson. I must first start by acknowledging the appointment that was made and was presented to the Chairperson in September 2011. And also the good intention to want to turn the tide in the boxing part of passing. I think, Chairperson, what is actually lacking from the presentation is the exact date, because I can see that they have made progress, they have actually come up with key agreements, but the exact date is not actually reflected, so that we are helped as parliamentarians to make an oversight and ask them, because if we have the date, we can see why do we have to go to the program progress that is still not actually making any positive positive response to their desired strategy, turnaround strategy. And especially they, on page one, they actually put their key agreements. But when they talk of this progress on the key agreements, you can see that when it's up to this date, it tells you that there is now has some element of frustration to that. They have good intentions, but these cannot be followed up. And I think we'd be happy that we get the exact date so that we can actually, as a portfolio committee, go into the dates and see what is actually stalling them to do that. And also, I am also satisfied by the initiative of the chairperson to go an extra mile, meeting with our super sport. But the date, the documented discussion is not in there, because you cannot actually get to follow up on verbal discussions. But if there is a document saying that, we can be in a position to make some necessary oversight and see how can we actually assist. So this is the area which I feel Jefferson should be actually improved, so that it gives us more information and also more fit to assist them. So that is how one looks at it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I think
for that we have box on you, yeah.
yeah, Chair. I even have Kalaki a pen belt. Yes. Honorable Nader, I think what is missing here is a time frame. We need to have time frame targets. You know, there's been an MOU between sport and education, and it took years. So we don't want to see this happening here as well. Yeah, I know that you've come for this broadcasting thing, but I just want to raise another issue, which has also got to do with boxing. The issue of the stripping of our boxers without throwing a punch is a concern. It happened to Zonga Fana, the same promoter, the same IDF. Now it's going to happen to this kid as well. Oh, what's the name? Nani Tenge. What is happening? Why are our boxers not protected? To me, it's really a problem. Because they had to fight to become champs. And that to be said to me is really, really unfair. Thank you.
Different belt, I thought it was a good belt. Tai Chi. Colleagues, thank you very much for that. Honorable Bafo. I think I'm still right in terms of to call you Honorable Bafo.
Okay,
I know that you are excellent.
I'll accept anything, Chairperson.
Okay.
If it comes from the House of Parliament.
My
two colleagues here, the CEO and Manda, will help. I will start with, it's a pity Mr. Cora is gone. We worked very hard to get Noni to fight. She is going to fight. She will be fighting today. They have got a press conference in East London where they will announce all the details of the fight to Leila McCartney from the WBA. We've done absolutely everything behind the scenes. I don't want us to get into what happened, what didn't happen, but I can assure you, honorable members, she is going to fight in September the 23rd. Is that yes? Yep, she's going to fight. Everything has been done. I don't want to get into associations, why this association did this, why that association. It's a minefield, that one. Very quickly, the White Buffalo and Sonny Bo Williams. I heard it over the radio, but what I think, if it's going to happen in South Africa, definitely we will be in the know. For now, it has not come to the sanctions committee. He is heading Mandla Kanganiso, our sanctions committee. So all fights are sanctioned by the committee. Then come to the board. The amateur body, we've been trying, and I'm hoping we're going to be successful. successful this time. I'm really hoping that by the end of September, if not this is August, we should be able to have a meeting with SANABO. The minister did, in the beginning, before we came in, call in SANABO and had a meeting with them. But because they were preparing for the Olympic Games, remember that amateur boxing takes place in the Olympic Games. Now that they are back, we're going to be pushing with the CEO and the board to meet with SANABO so that there is that kind of synergy and linkage between the two bodies. It must be there. Without anybody of the two taking over the other, because they are amateurs, we are professional, but a stronger link has to be developed so that we know the history of our boxers coming from amateur level to professional level. And that will make sure that we get then what Mr. Lee is calling quality boxers, good boxers. We need that. We do have some of them, but they're not marketed because of the broadcasting situation. I can tell you, I sit here that Joey is going off to Mexico. He'll be fighting in Moscow over the weekend. And pound for pound, that's what the IBO is saying. Pound for pound, he's one of the best boxers. But unfortunately, sometimes the promoters and the managers don't market our boxers well. Probably also, BSA has a role to play to market those boxers so that our citizens out there know that we're sitting with a champion. We've got one Ukonjo in Umtata. For the first time in a long time, we've got one. Another one, they are very, very good, and we would like to keep them around the Umtata area to develop boxing there, not just take them away to Johannesburg or to Cape Town, and not even to East London, but let them be the champions in that area where they are in. The Friday slots, Mr. Mhlaudi, we will talk about that. Mhlaudi, who's the CEO, acting CEO, we did discuss that. We did move in talking about not only the Friday. We said we'd look at Saturday slots as well as Sunday slots. We did, in principle, agree on that. And I hope when they present, they'll be talking about it. It is very true. The dates are not put in this. And also, it's the fact that SuperSport has also commented on this thing of quality boxers and good boxers. And I've said to them, we are going to make sure that whatever boxing tournaments we give them good boxing and good boxers, quality tournaments. And I agree with them fully on that, because all of us want to see that. Can Michael, you want to say something about? Yes, please, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Firstly, on the issue of sponsorship. You know, for an entity that you understood where it was, it's going to be very difficult for any sponsor to just come, you know, and give us money. Firstly, we have to clean our house. And I can safely say that our books are looking very good as compared to what they were in the previous financial year. Yes, we are cleaning the house. No one is getting a very big room, you know, cleaning there. Now, with broadcasting now coming back on board, I do have a belief that sponsorship will come back, because there's no way that we can get a sponsor without TV. So if SuperSport is here, ETV is coming on board, SABC is on board already, then it means that sponsorship will also come. So I'm saying that even us, we couldn't just go to sponsors, you know, with knowing very well that there are issues that we need to deal with internally. While that we've dealt with those issues, now we will be going out to sponsors. The issue of quality tournaments. We had a meeting 3 weeks back with all the provincial managers, reviewing all our boxers in the ratings. We are also doing a clean sweep there in terms of making sure that all the boxers that are rated in our national ratings is quality boxers. Those that got into ratings in a way that we don't know, they will be taken out. We rather have 4 quality boxers in our ratings. It's rating from 1 to 10, But if we see that in a particular division we don't have quality, we rather have four quality rated boxers so that we can know that our product is sellable. The other issue is that the Boxing SA, or let me say boxing, was concentrated mainly in two provinces. That is the Eastern Cape as well as Gauteng. Now we're saying that with this broadcasting entities coming back, there's a lot of quality in Cape Town. I stay here in Cape Town. I know I was an administrator of boxing in Cape Town. So if it's going to be spread as we are moving, you're going to see quality tournaments coming from Limpopo, quality tournaments coming from Cape Town. As what he is speaking now, there's a proposal that has been going on to some of the broadcasters, you know, trying to bring back the likes of Mzonke. We've got many good boys that are coming out of Khayelitsha. So what we're saying that that issue, we are also noting it as well. And lastly, on the issue of stripping, as a board, we took a decision to write to all the international sanctioning bodies to say that the only entry in South Africa is boxing South Africa. WBA, IBF, IBO, WBF, and all the sanctioning bodies. Yes, they will have their engagements with the promoters and boxers, but as Boxing South Africa, we should know whatever that is going on in terms of our own licenses. So those letters have been written, and those engagements, you know, are continuing in terms of closing that particular gap. Thank you, Chair. Yes, I would say they do, but as I'm saying that at this moment, we haven't got any responses yet. We've returned to them to say that we want to close the ranks between us and them. So these are ongoing engagements that we're busy dealing with.
That's fine. I guess that you need to ensure that you take care of the boxing in South Africa as a whole and try to promote both high-performance boxing and also amateur boxing. It's just important that we do that. We do that as a high-performance, but also boxing is a social sport. And then not sport anyway, there must also be a social element of sport. And then of course professional are professional. It's just important because international bodies, they do have a tendency of bulldozing everyone. And then I'm sure that you are able then to stand your ground and convince them that whoever comes in our country have to hire you if it's a boxing sanctioning body. Because otherwise we may end up with promoters promoting their own thing. Hopefully also all promoters anyway, you are managing them very well. You've got a good working relationship with them. Because some of the promoters also can cause problems if they're not well regulated within the overall body in South Africa, boxing body in South Africa. But of course, I think you'll deal with those issues yourself. I think they're cleaning their house. I think their house is going to be clean before the end of the year. They shouldn't be a continuous cleaning of their house forever, otherwise you won't be having people to give you money and everything to do that. I think people want good governance. If there's no good governance, there'll be no sponsor really coming and assisting you on that. It's just important for us that we do that. I think we've presented what is happening in boxing in South Africa. And it seems even Mr. Lee is very happy now that their house has been changed and their house is moving forward. I think there's progress in that. But amateur boxing is still a real bigger problem. I think we must be able to deal with this matter soon. The stripping of boxers, I think, is very important. Right? It wouldn't be right that today I'm a champion, so I've won it in the ring. Another day, another person simply, unless, of course, people have taken drugs. If, of course, people are found to be guilty of using enhancing stuff, general, I think they'll be disqualified. But I think the Zonke issues, other people, I think we must still pursue this thing. Because they should respect the internal organization of boxing in South Africa. Surely they should do that. Even promoters, I think, must earn their respect as we revive boxing. Because you can't decry it, you can't just ask the law that they should respect you. I think we must end it. It's your business trip to end their respect, to know that we are taking care of a custodian boxing in South Africa. I think we should do that. And, think we are on track, it seems, on this area of work. And I think we should allow the SABs to make the presentation. And then Zimande and Chip, you take the floor. Of course, we are very happy to see this young man. I'm not sure it was sponsored by the SABs or not, but I think he's doing well. And then we must then allow you space to take us through. Then general will have then a broader discussion about development of sport in South Africa general, boxing in particular in this case. But really we're not interested only in boxing. We're interested in the totality of sport in South Africa. And then the broadcaster, particularly the national broadcaster, notwithstanding lack of resources, they must reflect all this problem in South Africa. It was very critical for us that we do that, because if you want to promote sport, Mkandule, surely we should be able to work on that. If you want to promote sport in the magistrate, you must do that. Because you're a national broadcaster, we always expect you that you are everywhere. You are everywhere, and then I think we'll be able to work out on that one. Let me invite you to make your presentation to the committee, and then we'll allow members for your presentation to put some questions and have a general discussion about this one. But our discussion really is about principle of development of sport in our country, with you assisting us to do so. I think that's why the committee is interested on assisting us to ensure that we really develop sport, because as you all agree, that sport is becoming a very important factor in terms of nation building, building cohesion in our country, but also uniting our people across all racial lines and the creed, religion. It seems all of us are united around sport. Therefore, building sport should be our priority now. And SABC also must be assisting us to do that. Let me allow you to make your presentation. Colleagues, really, don't worry. I don't think the SABC will capture you when you are eating. No. It's a very disciplined broadcasting. And I think members really can move and take something in, given the fact that general will be inter-committee sharing of resources. Therefore, I shouldn't really deny you a right to move one by one there. Okay, thank you very much. Zimande, introduce your team, and then we can then allow you for a presentation. And thanking you really for coming for this meeting. We think it's very important. In fact, when I drop back one day, I think we should visit the offices when we are doing our oversight function. Visit the offices and see what is happening there. But around sport, really, not around that issue.
Thank you very much. It will be vice versa. I will introduce him. I know the chairperson is leading the presentation, but of the ones leading the team, my name is Claudio Mosenio. I'm the acting COO. And in my introduction, I want to say, to be honest, we can't just talk, and I agree with honorable member. To say where is the date? We need action. We don't need even this paper here that we are presenting. We need action. We need to have timelines and so on. For me, it is very critical to have timelines. And we prepared for all sports codes, but I think we'll deal with boxing if honorable members they want us to deal with other matters. We are willing to deal with all those matters that you need us to deal with. I think it was just communication, because for us we're not sure whether it's boxing only or we should include other sports of national interest, so which we have included in this case here. But I think we have done well from SABC sports since we took over. For us it's action. And as you know, in the past, you have all the delayed match. We are saying, no, we can't do that, because, it affects our credibility. even the audience, they're saying, why are you doing delay? I mean, we should listen to our audience also and respect them. And as an honorable member was talking about the TEF between SABC and Boxing South Africa, there are no TEFs. The TEF should be the public, what the public want. It is not about our own interests. It should be about the public, what the public want. In this case, and in this case, I know most people, they want to watch boxing. They are writing to us. They are talking to us everywhere where we go. But I think the delay here in this case, I mean, we need one body. I mean, because you have all these promoters approaching SABC. So it is very difficult if you, because they have different stables. I mean, to take three promoters and promote their people who are belonging to their stable, it gives us more, it is more difficult for SABC. I mean, we need one body to control. I think where the delay is, because we are saying Boxing South Africa should work with all those promoters so that we know there's one umbrella. So that one umbrella should talk to us, because I mean, you can't justify why are you promoting that stable, A stable, and you don't promote B stable. For us, it is causing more havoc for us. But I'm happy because Boxing South Africa and that Honorable Mr. Balfour, I think they are moving forward. It is true that we met, and we have given the team 2 weeks to say, please make sure that you sign off and everything is done. But I know that some of promoters, they still have issues, which I think is not, it is not me who's supposed to deal with the matter. It's Boxing South Africa. If everything is fine from their side, SABC is ready today. Even from yesterday, we are ready. Maybe just to answer about the Friday and Saturday and Sunday issue, I think the challenge there will be the scheduling, because we have other programs there. So, but we are starting there. We are not saying we can't move for on Saturday or Sunday. It's just the scheduling and the starting point. And also, it is not about your television only. I know people are so excited when you talk about television, and I can say here, radio is more powerful than television, because radio reaches everyone in this country. Although people will target television, but I think we should target both television and radio. When we talk about sports, I mean, I think a public broadcaster like any other countries, I think the parliament should help us when we talk about regulation, because you know we are a public broadcaster. We don't have money like other broadcasters where they can go there and got the rights, and sometimes you don't even broadcast certain matches, you know. It's because we don't have that budget. I mean, regulations should help us, like other countries or Australia, where there's regulations to say a public broadcaster, I mean, if we negotiate, it should be the first preference for especially because of national interest is where the regulation should help the SABC, because we really we reach more people than any broadcaster in this country, even the media, your newspapers. SABC, when you check the audience, we have more audience, we reach everyone, especially on radio and including television, and is where Parliament can help us to move forward. And I'm going to hand over to Sizwe to take us through the presentation. Thank you, Chair.
It's something that has developed over a long period of time, and it's become a real problem. But the truth of the matter is, promoters do not work with one another; they work against one another, and it has developed over the years in this country. I think when we repealed the Act 54, of 1954, we thought that there would be a better working relationship. But again, you must understand that it's their business. It's money. It's about their businesses. Now, we're going to have a meeting with promoters on the 8th of September in 2 weeks' time, where we will be talking about these issues of promotional rights and broadcasting rights, because that's where you have to separate the two, that they have promotional rights to promote any fight and any boxer, but they don't have the broadcasting rights. That's an argument that one would not discuss, we want to have with them. And then once we finalize that, there would then be a joint committee of the SABC and Boxing South Africa, where we will look at the quality of tournaments that are applied for. The same that we would like to do with SuperSport and ETV, so that whatever applications come through can be spread, that justice I'm talking about, so that not only one promoter takes all the particular broadcasting dates and make them his or hers, but it's spread all over. But secondly, we are insisting that in every tournament from now on, once we get this MOU out of the way, each tournament must have at least 2 bouts of women boxing. That's the way that we would like to push women boxing into. 2 bouts of every tournament that we have. So the 8th of September is the date when we have the broadcasters, the promoters together with us, and we'll discuss all these issues with them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I nearly forgot to introduce the Women's Month. A woman that we are working with, I think she should introduce herself. She's new from our opposition. I'm not going to reveal, but she's new from our opposition. Can you introduce yourself, Sisi? She's the one who's working with Sizwe, General Manager for TV Sports.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Eleso Dokanyo, General Manager of SABC Sports, just been appointed on the position. Used to report to Graham at SABC Sports. I was moved from SABC Sports to SABC.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, I think my boss has done a great introduction on focusing on the boxing. I think the only thing that I would probably like to add is that in all my time that I've been involved with boxing in my very short existence, it's the first time that I've seen this level of innovation to say that boxing is starting to move to look like other sports, like soccer and rugby, where you deal with the federation in terms of sponsorship and broadcasting. And that's really to move broadcasting forward. So the chairperson and the CEO are taking boxing forward from an individual back of the boot business to a professional entity that has one singular representation. And that's the only way I think boxing will grow. I'm going to look at all sports, just in a little bit of a background in terms of the broadcasting, as you said, chairperson of sports of national interest, and looking at the challenges that we face and how we can improve those, or how we can try and solve some of those problems. I'm going to give a bit of a background because I think it's very important to understand the challenges. And I know that the Honourable Member Dikashu has consulted me many a times about the proposed alcohol banning bill, the bill to ban alcohol, and what impact that will have. I'll talk a little bit about that and show how that's going to impact the broadcasting as well. Very quickly, in the past 10 years, sports has had a monumental shift from what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, which was something that the people did as a pastime to keep fit and to entertain themselves on weekends. The top 10 sports, soccer, cricket, golf, basketball, American football, Formula One, have all changed drastically as businesses, doing something totally different to what they were, I'm sure, Jefferson, during your youth and when you participated in sport as a national interest and a pastime to hardcore businesses. A very quick example, you know, today the highest paid footballer in the country has over 500,000 members. 1999, the highest paid player was earning about $2,000 a month, and he played for Kaizer Chiefs. For those of you that are Uganda Pirates fans, you'll be glad to know that your team now has one of the highest paid players in the country. So in essence, you've moved from a position where it was $32,000 a month to $500,000 a month in less than 10 years. When the 1995 Rugby World Cup came about, on the eve of that World Cup, some of you might remember a man called Dr. Louis Late. He took rugby from an amateur stage to the professional stage and contracted the then Springboks. The highest paid of them at that time was Mr. Francois Pina, and his contract was worth about $500,000 a year back then. The contracts today, on average, for the guys that flew across to Mendoza on Sunday, the Springboks team that flew across to Mendoza on Sunday to play against Argentina, is in the region of about $5.7 million if you consider their Springbok contract plus their provincial contract. That shows you an almost 1,000% growth in 10 years, in 120 months. The broadcast rights for the PSL were recently sold to our pay partner for a price that even if the SABC wanted to try and afford, it was just impossible for us to afford that. As I've said, sport is becoming a very big business, and the price tag is becoming very challenging to public broadcasters like SABC, BBC, and ABC in Australia. So it is becoming more and more challenging. It's not as it was 10, 15 years ago. And that is a major concern. That is a global phenomenon. It's not just something that is happening with SABC. The key challenges, as we've said, the current legislation, the ICASA legislation on events and sports of national interest, at the moment is not protective. It prescribes, but it's not protective. What I mean by that is that it will prescribe that a free-to-air broadcaster must be given access to events of national interest, but it does not stipulate that it must be the SABC, so we will then obviously bid against anybody else that is interested. Furthermore, it does not stipulate price, so then price can be self-determined, and terms and conditions. We commonly get attacked for broadcasting rugby delayed, but that is something that is beyond our control. The COO has had a very, very stern position about broadcasting events delayed. But what we've had to say is where we're able to broadcast live, we'll broadcast live. Where we're not able to, by terms and conditions, we will not. So that's the one challenge there. The other challenge, of course, the SABC carries the mandate to broadcast all sport. So you get the profitable sports like rugby, cricket, and soccer, that when you broadcast, you get sponsors coming to you. But you get sports that are not as profitable, like indigenous games, hockey, women's some of the women focused sports that are not as profitable, and you can't get advertising. So when we spend money on indigenous games like Yixke or Blaba Laba or stick fighting, the SABC spends that money and doesn't get any sponsorship back because sponsors aren't really interested in those sports. They're interested in rugby, soccer, and cricket. So the difficulty that SABC faces is that the money that you may make a little bit of on soccer, rugby, and cricket get eaten up by the so-called smaller sports, the development sports, the sports that we're trying to grow within the country. So that really hurts. Whereas if you look at the private sector, those broadcasters will broadcast soccer, rugby, and cricket, and whatever is made of there is profit. Whereas with us, you have to redirect that to fund the other sports. So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, which is a very difficult exercise to do. And that's the liability of a public broadcaster. That's our mandate as a public broadcaster. And that's the reason we believe we exist as SABC Sport, that delivery of those not so popular sports. So what does this mean for SABC? The biggest challenge that we faced, as I said, as public broadcasters, is the fact that the price of rights is continuously increasing. And our funding model is primarily very largely dependent on advertising. So if you really look at it, 75% of the money that we spend on sport comes from the private sector. It comes from advertisers and sponsors. That's where our money comes from at SABC. Over the past 5 years, advertisers have been reducing their spend. For example, the worst case we had was Standard Bank used to be our fourth biggest advertiser and sponsor of sport on television, and they pulled out totally, 100%. They didn't just pull out of SABC, they pulled out of Kaizer Chiefs, they stopped sponsoring Orlando Pirates, they stopped sponsoring cricket, they just pulled out because of pressure that they were facing economically. As most of you know, they were even retrenching. That has an impact on us as SABC, because when the likes of Standard Bank reduce, when Vodacom reduces, when MTN reduces, it means that the money that we have to spend on sport reduces. Which is different, of course, as we say, to our other brothers at the BBC and at ABC in Australia. Australia, because when their income reduces, they are helped or funded by government. So that means that they can continue to deliver their public mandates regardless of the private sector. Whereas with the SABC, 75% of our income comes from the public sector. When the public sector makes a decision to reduce because of economic pressure, it means that the ability to deliver public mandate also reduces. And it's difficult because we don't have subscription. Whereas if you know you look at the private sector broadcasters, if you have subscription, that balances you out. And what you make of advertising is your extra income. To give perspective, in 2005, as I said, the SABC was spending about 360 million on sports rights. In 2013-2014, we're forecasting that we're going to, in the next financial year, we're forecasting that we're going to have to spend 850 million on sports rights. So what we've got is our costs are going up because the cost of buying these rights is increasing, but our revenue is going down. So you've got two things that are going against each other. It's oil and water. They're not mixing. Standard Bank is pulling out. PSL, SA Rugby, Cricket want more money. So what we are then suggesting, Honourable Chairperson, is two possible scenarios. The first one is that we propose that government perhaps review the current ICASA bill on sports of national interest to have a better position for free-to-air and broadcasters, maybe the public broadcaster, a drafting that will allow the SABC to continue to broadcast sports of national interest going forward. Or the other alternative, Honourable Chair, which has been discussed many times, that government starts looking at funding the public broadcaster as it's done in the UK and Australia, so that the public broadcaster can deliver its mandate without having to rely on the private sector. And that's very quickly. I rushed through it, Honourable Chair.
It seems at the principal level we have agreed already what we want to do, the area of doing that. The bigger problem, of course, is indigenous sports and these other sports, the Olympic game type of sport. And it's very clear that we are raising also a point there that we must consider. Colleagues and see Masilan wanted to raise a point. Honorable Lee, Mackenzie.
Thank you very much, Comrade Chair. I think you have already actually put us at ease, because I think what we are actually receiving from SABC's presentation, it's food for thought. So it actually says to us we need to have time to go through each area of their challenge and see how far do we go. And I am also appreciating the fact that when they presented, they also touched on the area of the indigenous games, because we had our own thinking and saying maybe there is some favor of, you know, these other games against the indigenous games, and also looking at the situation in South Africa where we do not also always have money to let our players engage in this so-called formal games. But I think this is also actually giving us eye-opening, and then I think we will actually check us and see how far do we go. But I must actually, Chairperson, commend SABC for their standing work during the London 2012 Olympic Games. We have appreciated your broadcast. You have taken South Africa back to 2012, because we felt we are again in South Africa watching this world event. So keep it up with the good work. We really appreciated that, because everyone on the street was actually at the same level as the Olympics proceeded abroad. So really, to me, that is a very, very good work that you are doing. But we must actually say also, whatever you are actually telling us here, it is actually saying we will engage. We shall see how far we take it. But I must have the new comments. You have already said something. I'm happy that you can maybe read our thoughts before we speak. When you said you forgot to introduce your colleague, especially in the women's month, I have also noted something where you were actually closing your presentation or saying thank you. I saw people wearing Afana Bafana. Then in my mind said, where is Banyana Banyana? So it's an area where I think maybe when you do your work, let's also promote the Banyana Banyana, because really they made us proud. But if we see somebody now say Banyana Bafana Bafana without Banyana Banyana, then we feel this needs to be improved. Thank you, Chen.
Yes, thank you very much. We should move to
Chairperson, yes. I personally feel and think that the problem with the SABC is that you have an image problem, a perception problem, the perception of not good governance problem. That's what the image that you have. And that, you know, if we must legislate for you to have more money, then we think of all these things. Now, if we give these people more money, what will they do with the money? I mean, that's the question. I mean, we must be honest and blunt about the chairperson. That is the question. And you sort of intimate that we must amend the laws, certain laws to be amended. Then my question is, there are certain laws. They are an accident. And those laws force you, or the SABC, to deliver on the mandate that is given according to those laws. at the moment, are you delivering according to your mandate, according to those rules? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. That is the one thing that I think that... and you also say that certain laws must be amended. I would like to know, which law do you think, and how should the law be amended, sort of to try and assist you in your quest for more financial assistance? Which laws should be amended? Then the big problem, and here I speak as Donald Lee as an individual, and not Donald Lee as a member of the DA.
No.
Now I've got a specific reason for. Chairperson, that's my view. What I'm putting here is my view, because it wasn't discussed. And that view is according to the banning of liquor, of the liquor ads. Because if we do that, Chairperson, and here I'm speaking to all of us really as members of Parliament, if that should happen, then a big chunk of money will disappear. I'm telling you today, if we don't have these things, because we banned cigarettes, so many cigarette companies sponsor sport. And I'm telling you, if you talk to all these broadcasters, Chairperson, they will tell you how much money they lost because of a law that we enacted. I never drank in my life. And I never smoked in my life, Chairperson. And sorry,
we didn't grow up with you.
but that is true. I've never drank in my life. People that, and you should know me really the best of all, Chairperson. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why I'm saying it, Chairperson, because people believe that if you see this thing, if it's sponsored by a drink or if it's sponsored by cigarettes, you will start smoking. It never forced me or never, changed me. So I don't buy that sort of thing, Chairperson. But the point that I really want to make is, if we are going to, and this is a point in the insufficient, Chairperson, that will be a big problem. And I agree with you, it will be a big problem. Therefore, all our parties must really take this back to our different caucuses and talk how it will affect sport in South Africa, Chairperson. That is my big problem.
That's the one
that's unmandated. That's why I say the Chairperson, because if I'm really discussed, and because I must put my point strongly where it matters, Chairperson, you understand? That is my view, and I really want to convince within the ANC too. Because I know that there are certain lobbyists,
no,
Chairperson. There are different lobby groups there are different lobby groups about these issues, Chairperson. I know it. It's all parties. And therefore I want to convince I know that Cora is on my side when he comes. he doesn't want to admit it. I ask the amendments that you want to propose. Chairperson, that in short is all that I have to say about that.
thanks, Chair. I think Honourable Lee has touched on a few things, but just a question both to Boxing SA and of course to the SABC. When we talk about the planned alcohol advertising ban, surely you've done the math of how it's going to affect your budget. Do you intend lobbying government not to impose that ban? I can see there's a little bit of but we need to know, because because I think it's important. It's no use just sitting back and saying, well, gosh, our income's going down. Are you going to fight for that income? Or are you going to, you know, I would like to know what your position is. And Mr. Balfour, you'll remember that Old Buck used to be a pretty big sponsor of boxing. So this has massive ramifications throughout. I don't know if Old Buck's sales went through the roof and everybody got hooked on Old Buck, I'm not sure, but I don't want to talk about that. But it is a problem, and this could mean a massive change in the in the funds coming in. Secondly, I think that Mr. Lee also touched on this. If you do want to go to the model of Australian broadcasting or BBC, the Mr. Lee is absolutely right, and it's not directed at you gentlemen per se, but the issue of governance comes in, because it's taxpayers' funds that are going to come in to play here, and that's going to be a massive issue. And you know, there's a very cynical public out there, and cynical certainly opposition, possibly even the Liberal Party, about that issue. Thank you.
If it's this thing, or sitting next to Lee, is a problem.
That's a good thing.
You see, Honorable Lee just stole my ideas. He knows that I've raised this thing with Sizwe here about this banning of these things. Now he's making a champion of it. But be that as it may, you know, I think we must make this thing point very strong. And I have made it very strong in the cluster of social, that you ban liquor, what drink do you bring in? What do you substitute that? That is the problem. If you look at the history of tobacco, there was a Benson and Hedges cricket. There was this Rothmans for soccer. And you name them. We don't have really the money because people are toy. So we need to look at the sponsors. And now I'm not afraid to argue this point. I'm not like Mr. Lee that you need a mandate, because I see where it affects really. And if you're not going to raise it strongly, you must know that it's going to go down. It's going to use it's been raised only by Cora, and Caesar don't raise it when he's there on TV. The message must go out. And we must also take it with the things of the questions to President and what have you. This is must be raised so that you can see that. And it's not like that the last time the President spoke in Parliament, when he closes, he talks very seriously on sport. And the time is now right for us to raise these things. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
would be rugby, soccer, cricket, generally speaking. And then many other sports, really. Generally, a lot of them have come before the committee, they've made their case, they presented Tennis South Africa, golf associations, many of them really presented athletics, everyone comes in and presents. It's very clear, generally, that you must work it out. But also sponsors, Honorable Balfour, they were raising one issue with us every time. That they are much more worried to sponsor anyone who don't stick to good governance principles. And then they raised this thing really without doubt that we thought all our federation must also stick to good governance principles. Because failure to do that, you won't get sponsorship. I think there are that many companies that I guess can sponsor you, truly speaking, besides the one that you are arguing about. There are a lot of other companies that can really sponsor you, but they will only sponsor us if there's good governance area. But also, Caesar, in this economic climate, everywhere, it's natural that sponsorship may go down. And then, because companies also are trying to survive, generally. As a result of that, you must be able then to balance this positive contradiction. And then I think the positive contradiction of number two and caller, these are positive contradictions. Mm-hmm. But that are very important for us as a committee also to be able to articulate things correctly, what we want to do. I think since we have raised many issues that are very important, and hopefully you are meeting your honorable path for your CEOs and the secretaries of MITSUA just to ensure that they finalize what you think should be finalized. And then, Caesar, as you all know, as a CEO, that lawmaking processes in South Africa are publicly traded, that any member of our society can come before the committee and make presentation. Surely, as we debate some of these issues that colleagues are raising, the public is allowed to participate fully in lawmaking processes and decision making processes of parliament. If there are very strong views somewhere, I think those people should be able to make them into committees that are dealing with lawmaking processes. Because I think it's very important to capture every area that we're going. And I think colleagues have raised many points that are very critical. I think radio also is very important, the point that you are raising, and on the CEO, that radios are very important in this area. I'm not sure that they still do that or not, but I know when we do have the voice, radio is the most important thing. But bear in mind that because of TVs, you want to see something happen. Listening now is very important. Anyway, notwithstanding that this young man, the skill of listening is very low. But generally, we want to view things happen, and also we wouldn't want delayed problems. I think CEO will arrive, because if already really I'm in Cape Town, a person in Joburg told me already, but this club has already won, but I'm still busy washing the game. I'm still busy washing the game, but the club has won already. It tends to cause unnecessary viewing problem. And of course, we take the point that resources also must be available necessarily. Yeah, but I think the image issue, I guess that you will also deal with it. But I think we are raising this matter as far as sport is concerned, not the broader issues of SABC. And then we should draw distinction on that. Those are broader issues that are structural that are dealing with them. Ours really is about sport and ensuring that we are able to capture that. And can we move the CISWAY CEO if you want to? Of course, we take the point that is the Women's Month. Really. I just guess every time you don't say women doesn't mean that you don't know that there are women. And then therefore, we should bear that in mind that it's a Women's Month. All of us are committed to gender equality. Our constitution has covered this matter. The Cora, the political party that Cora belongs to, have covered this matter. It's in that area of work, we are very serious, all of us. I'm not sure about other parties, but I know that he's addressing this matter very seriously. Therefore, we should really check the board that every time we don't mention that, it's not because we're ignorant of the fact that it's a women's month, we should address this issue. But colleagues there do that from time to time also remind us about this issue of the empowerment of women in our society and total liberation and emancipation of women. I think it's a critical point. That's why I think we're raising that is the women's sport. I think it's very important, women's soccer. But the netball team also in South Africa is doing well though. In fact, when we're in London for Olympic Games, I think the Banyana Banyana were doing much better than Bafana Bafana. In terms of the way they play, and not in terms of whether they win or not, but they are doing better. Then I think it's really general we are doing that. CEO, you may want to comment, and CISO, you may want to comment. CIS, you want to comment, we will allow you the space to do so. But of course, as you say, CISO, we didn't want to lobby us. I think we are raising issues that our secretary should consider. The point that you always raise that. And Parliament must not be lobbied. And then in their own meetings, they must call people who come and make a presentation. And then once we make our presentation, then we can engage at a level playing field. Because we are a broadcaster general, your interest will be around that. But the interest of a member of parliament is the totality of the South African situation. It's not really, because the members of sport doesn't mean that they're not interested in education, they're not interested in economic development, they're not interested in health, they're not able to do that. And then in mining, all those issues are interested too. Because we are dealing with the totality of South African development, members of parliament. But sport, because we are talking about that, and that's why we wanted to limit it to sport. If you want to comment? Good governance.
Thank you very much. I want to start with this one that we are talking about. For SABC, because I'm not smoking, not drinking, I agree with honorable member there. I stand for what is good for health of people. So SABC stands for that. I think CISO was talking with honorable member. The SABC, we have never discussed this issue and we don't want to discuss this issue. I think politicians can debate what is good for the country, so we are not there just to clear the mind of people. I think CISO was just raising from sponsorship, but it is not our business. We also need to, because you see, the issue in this country, as a public broadcaster, even the message that we are giving people, it should be good message for the country, for our credibility, so other matters that is not good for certain reasons. I don't want to plan in those issues. But I think when it comes to the image of the SABC, I think the SABC is doing well. The image is improving. We are not there yet. But I think if you can see, I'm going to align myself with sports. What we have done so far, I think we have done very well. When we talk about really regulations, we are just saying sport of national interest is where we are saying members of parliament should help us. We also need to work with, you know, your other commercial broadcasters, which we are doing in this case with your super sport. I think really the relationship is very good between us and them. It's just that we differ with the delays, but we don't have the rights. I mean, they own the rights. When we talk about rugby, we can't do anything. It is beyond us, but really the relationship is good between us and super sport. The regulations that we are talking about, we are just saying government should come on board to make sure that in the interest of the country, and those people who are sitting at the ruler, those poor people, they don't have money to pay to watch, you know, certain sport codes. We are saying it is only public broadcaster who can achieve that. They should have access so that everybody is inclusive. That is our view from where we are standing. And the only only issue that can help us is regulation. And we are not saying, as Mr. Balfour was saying, we want all broadcasters. Actually, we want to compete with other broadcasters, because competition is healthy for all of us. But we are saying it should, people with money, they should make sure that other people, they don't suffer because they are poor. Like those people who can't have money to have decoders and so on. This is the issue that we are debating with other people to say, but we can't, people should not suffer. That is the only reason that, and the lobbying that we can do is government to come on board. Because for us, I mean, when you look, I mean, we are doing very well financially. People will be saying, as I see crisis, there are no crisis. Because if we are getting 3% example from government as a public broadcaster, and we rely more on commission, I think we are doing very well to make sure that at least mandate, we do our mandate, you know, by informing people, entertaining them, and educating them. We are not heavy ourselves, but I think we are trying our best. Those are the just issues that I can raise here. But I really also, I mean, I'm happy when, you know, when people come to Parliament, they are asking so many questions. But it's good because I can see this committee, you have interest of the SADC. Because where we are doing well, you are saying here we are doing well. I think here you need to improve, which we are going to do. We'll try our best also to improve where we think we are lagging. We really appreciate your comments from us. We are ready, SADC, and I think we'll do well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, SADC. I think it's you as well. And try to assist the folks in South Africa. And then they're very poor cousins. They're very poor cousins. Take care of them. Ensure that they have some boxing coverage here and there for them to fundraise. And then adopt them for 6 months only. I think the lady will be up and running. And then, of course, they must deal with their own promoters and they deal with everything on that. There should be order in our sport in our country. Because otherwise, you won't develop sport if there are no prescribed way of doing sport in South Africa. The national broadcaster is a critical area for us to develop sport, even in very deep rural areas. I know that SABC journalists are everywhere in the country, truly speaking. Maybe sometimes we must give you to deliver some of the work. But we are doing well in terms of covering every aspect of the country. We really appreciate that. And then as we appreciate it from time to time, of course, we'll raise things that we think are not correct. And then we'll raise issues of leadership, we'll raise issues of good governance, we'll raise issues, there'll be a lot of issues that we'll raise. But we'll raise them with a view that we want our country also to grow, generally speaking. Sport, in this case, we think is very important for, as you say, it's become a very deep industry, the business must be managed correctly by people who are trained. And then, Honorable Balfour, what do you want us to do?
Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, thank you very much. Just two things from ourselves, listening to the SABC and the enthusiasm that they have shown in helping sport and in particular helping boxing, really makes me to be proud to be leading Boxing South Africa. Amidst all the problems and the challenges that we're facing, the introduction of the acting COO really kicked in at a good time for us. And with Sizwe and Siskelin over there, I hope we'll be able to really give you the right dates and get the signing on of this memorandum. I also want to make a comment on the radio side, because you're quite correct when you say that a lot of people follow radio. They do want to see, but sometimes you can't. You are out there on the fields, in the fields, in the Eastern Cape, you're doing something else. I listen to the radio more than I watch TV. I take my car next to the crawl if I'm busy inoculating my goats, and I'm listening to the radio in the car. Whilst I'm busy doing my work, I can keep up with what's going on, and then I'll watch the news later when I come back home. So most people listen to radio. And when we spoke to the SA, to the SuperSport, I just want to make that comment. SuperSport did say, if SABC Radio would like to, when they have their own sporting shows and tournaments, they would actually allow the radio to be able to broadcast. So you wouldn't be able to see proper because you don't have a decoder, but you'd be able to listen and to follow that particular bout or tournament that's been on. So I'm throwing it because the COO says there's this good relationship between them. The last thing, marketing and sponsorship, I fully agree. We need to go to sponsors like the gin company and other companies who have Vaseline, for instance. And there's one now with Amstel where they are showing boxers, and we are going to be approaching all of those and saying, please help us together with the SABC, together with SuperSport, because we can't go there without them. We don't have anything in hand. So with their assistance and with the CEO and Manda leading our marketing and sponsorship charge, they'll be the ones who'll be talking to both these broadcasters. Chairperson, I must emphasize one point, you're quite right, which is, and the COO, there is no company that's going to give to people who don't know what good governance is all about. If you go there and they know that you commit all kinds of silly things in governance, fraud, and your annual reports are just upside down, there is no company that's going to commit itself. So one of the things that we have taken upon as the Boxing South Africa Commission is to make sure that there's good governance within Boxing South Africa. So that when we talk out there to companies, we say, look at us, look at our books, look at what we're doing. We want to put it right here in the public eye that there's not been any manga business about the way we do things. There's no hands in the till, and there's not a cent that goes missing. And our annual report will attest to that. So we would like you to keep us on our toes on that. Good governance is the main issue in any federation and entity. So thank you very much, Chairperson.
No, that's a very important one. It's important for us to do that. But let me very thank the SABC for coming. We are always mindful that Joburg to Cape Town is a long distance. But for you for having come to have a meeting with us, I think it's very important. We are going to look at your presentations, and I hope that you won't be angry if we call you one day again to say, please come and assist us in this discussion. And I think we'll always have an open mind to come to meet with us, bearing in mind that you are counting the communication committee, but informing us also about some of the insurance form. I think that will be not a problem. For both in South Africa, thank you for coming. Over the many challenges that we are facing. Some of them are structural challenges, some are sponsorship challenges. But I guess the sport in South Africa should, by and large, be run by people who are well trained. I think General of Amisha thinks it seems it's to be a getting rid of it, because sport is becoming a big industry. And therefore, this Amisha approach in sport, I don't think it's going to assist us at all. And then surely you must be professional now in whatever you are doing. And then thank you for that. Since both in South Africa they've put their house in order. They've cleaned the house. They've put their house in order. I think the house now is in order. They will execute the amendment. And they will do that diligently. They will execute the amendment. They will come for us for monitoring evaluation. But I think they're doing well now relative to what they were, I think, 2 years ago. I think really they're picking up, and they are, we should do that. And hopefully then the SABC, their meeting with the commission, they will find each other and try to assist all of us with this sport issue. The commission
committee, I think, is driven by the idea to see development of sport in our country. Of course, committee members, they serve in one, not one committee, serve in other committees. Naturally, they will raise other matters that belong to other committees, because they are members of parliament by their very nature. They must raise every point that they think they are not necessarily followed to sport only. They must deal with other issues that they think are challenges as members of parliament. And then thank you very much, really, for assisting us to the other matter that colleagues were raising will be subject for discussion as a committee. And then the CEO is here from time to time. If we call you, please just understand that we are calling you because we need to assist them in a certain area around sport in South Africa. Therefore, I think we must have a very good working relationship on that. We are going to meet with your committee of communication. I think the CASA issue that we are raising is a very profound issue. And then also, Honorable Balfour for the direction on the question of an act. But bearing in mind that what we passed in 1997 showed we should be amended in 2012, because we have already assessed the impact of some of this legislation. There's no harm. I think Member Balfour is saying that there's no harm for us to relook at some of this issue. I think the committee must be prepared to do that soon. And then, thank you very much.